styling it your way, finding your style, and much more when it comes to the talents of Michelle Crick, our fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, personal shopper, and more, who got me out of my comfort zone last month. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. And yes, we had a fun roving microphone time last month. Thank you for that. I still have one of those outfits as my Facebook file, personal, what am I saying?
Profile
pick. Yes, yes. So we did it.
Yeah, it was so fun. I loved dressing you.
Yes. Well, you know, it's kind of what you do, right?
It is. And what I loved about it is putting you in things that you hadn't tried before and got you out of your comfort zone.
Like dresses that were too short.
And, No, they
but
weren't.
But that's okay. Because I trusted your talents as a stylist. And it's kind of, again, it is what you do.
Yes, it is what I do.
Nice. Thanks to you. We talk styling it on a monthly basis where the roving microphone goes out, but also stays in. We have a special guest today. What are we going to be talking about, Michelle?
Today we're going to talk about what a stylist actually does, and it plays off really nicely of what we worked with last week,
yes,
or last month with you.
Yep.
Tips and tricks that you share, and here we go. So you brought a guest to the intro.
I did. I brought my intern for the summer. India Ambrose.
India, good morning to you. You're going to learn a lot. You ready?
Yes, good morning.
Probably already are learning a little bit. You go to Central. You focus on a fashion merchandising degree. How long are you going to be with Michelle?
I'm going to be with Michelle for the summer until August before I go back to school and hopefully in the future.
Yes. there's a hint. Are you hiring Michelle? Tell us a little bit more, India, about your personal focus.
Yes. So like you said, I go to Central Michigan. I'm a fashion merchandising major. I got interested in the styling aspect because it wasn't something I was taught at Central per se. So I wanted to try something different and find the style community in Grand Rapids.
Yes. Stylist, again, certainly a niche out of the realm for most people for sure. What are your thoughts on that when I say maybe it's a bit out of the realm for most people?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the fact is a stylist sounds like a Hollywood thing. And it sounds a little bit untouchable, but it's not. It's for everybody. And I think the best way to think about it is you hire a tax professional, you hire a hairstylist, yes, you'll hire someone to do your house. You know, even just the architecture of your house. A stylist is a professional that helps you find your style. Mm-hmm. And so a really important piece of that is how things fit your body and what to wear in the shape you have. And a lot of times I think people get lost in that, oh, a stylist is going to put us in this really high-end outfit or make us wear something we don't want to wear. But the fact is, it's about finding what fits your style, and it's about refining your style, and it's about finding what fits your body, not only how the shape of the fabric is, but the fabric itself makes a difference in how it fits your body.
Well, I know when you and I worked together at our last visit, you did put me into outfits that I probably wouldn't have tried on from the rack.
No, and I think that what that does is it forces you to see you have the ability to wear things that you never thought were possible. And you sometimes they look untouchable and they're not. But it's about fitting it into how you want to wear that style, though. So you don't want to put something in you that you don't feel comfortable in. You still want to feel like it's your style, but it's stepping out of that comfort zone just a little more.
Michelle, do most of us have what we need to make an outfit already in our closets?
It depends. Some do, and they just need a couple more outfits to round out their look. Mm-hmm. Then others need a total overhaul. And that's when I love coming in I love coming in both ways, but I love coming in when someone's really looking for defining who they are. I think as we go through life, we have kids and we have all these responsibilities, and sometimes we put ourselves on the back burner. And a lot of times, when people call me, they're at that point and they're saying, I need to reinvent myself. I want to focus on myself. I want to invest in myself. And that's when I can really work with them to say, who do you want to be? You know, your clothing portrays a little bit of who you are when you walk in a room. It's a silent seller of your aura. So it can be something important that I think we sometimes put on a back burner.
So how do you fill in what your clients, what we need?
Well, We can take them shopping, but I do love to shop their own closet. So there's a concept called shopping your own closet where you'll actually go in and we try to make outfits with what you already have. And so you have so many more things than you think you do. I get all the time, I have no clothes, I have nothing to wear, but it's really, you probably aren't able to put it together in a way that you can see how many outfits you really have. So it's really important.
What are you thinking when we have this conversation, India?
I agree as well about shopping your closet. Even I find myself doing the same thing and thinking that I need tons of new outfits and buying a new outfit for each occasion. And I end up finding out that I have an outfit for that occasion right in my closet. So I definitely have witnessed Michelle in action doing that type of thing. And it's really interesting to see her do that and find things that maybe they didn't see in their own closet.
And Indy, I'm going to stay with you. What is the biggest learning you have had since working in closets or shopping with clients?
Biggest thing I've learned is how important style is. And when people say that they don't care about fashion or don't care about style, you see them change their mind about that. And you find that they're really happy when things are changed for them. And I see a difference in them as like how they feel. They're more happy. They're smiling when they start to see like these are things that are already in my closet or style is for me. And people start to notice that about themselves.
And the confidence that they have is what I find the most exciting. When someone puts an outfit on that they feel good in, their confidence starts to soar.
Price. Does price matter to us?
Yeah, it does. Price does matter. And I think when you're trying to work on what your style is, I think people think they have to spend a lot of money to get their style, and they don't. I go into a lot of closets and see a lot of items that have tags on it. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one is they're going shopping, they're just picking items. They're not picking a style. Number two is they're doing a lot of discount shopping. So they're just grabbing something because it's on sale. I have this concept called price per wear. And if you buy an item for $10 and you wear it once and you don't love how it fits, you paid $10 for it. If you bought something for $100 and you absolutely love it, your confidence soars when you wear it, you've worn it at least 10 times, it's $10 per wear. So you paid the same for those two things. But the fact is the confidence that you feel when you're wearing that the item that you spent a little more on, it doesn't matter how much you spent. It's about the fact that you loved it and you feel confident in it.
Never thought about it like that. Thank you very much. Michelle Crick with us, fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, of course, a personal shopper, along with our India Ambrose interning India. What do you hope to learn, just an off-the-cuff question, from this good lady?
I'm already learning a lot, but as I go in and I see different things, I notice how she adapts to stuff with clients and with anything, and that's kind of teaching me how to go with the flow and not be so strict on myself or in anything that I do. And when things come up, to adjust to it, just like that, that's really valuable in anything in life. So I really learned that with this internship so far.
I would think, Michelle, organizing is important when we have you visit our closets.
I cannot tell you how important it is to organize your closet. So when people tell me I have nothing to wear, there's usually two reasons. One is they have a lot of pieces in their closet. Number two, it's not organized in a way that's easy for them to shop their own closet in the morning. So I think one of the biggest changes you can make is to organize by your tops, short sleeve to long sleeve, light to dark. And then the other piece that I would want everybody to do in their closet, and go do it right now, is separate out your cardigans and your layering pieces from your tops. So when I go into a closet, I always see the cardigans and layering pieces in mixed in with the tops. Well, when you get ready, you think about how you get ready. You grab a top, you grab a bottom, you'll grab a cardigan or a layering piece. And when everything's mixed together, it's hard to see what you have. And so I even find myself, when I go into a closet like that, it's hard for me to put an outfit together easily. All I do is grab all the cardigans and the layering pieces and put them in its own section by color, and I'll grab the tops and do short sleeve to long sleeve, light to dark. And then you just grab a top, you grab a layering, you grab a bottom, and then you're on your way.
India, what tip you want to pass along our way, please?
One of the biggest things that I've learned to organize your closet is to use all the same hangers. They can be like velvet hangers, white hangers, plastic hangers, like as long as they are cohesive and the same. And I found that it's really helpful because it's less distracting and it makes your closet look cleaner. And so that's one thing I've even learned. A lot of people tend to use like different hangers they've collected from all over, and it kind of becomes really distracting. And I've seen closets that go from that to like more cohesive with one hanger, and it's a big difference.
You have a styling party coming up.
I do. So I love our styling parties. It's basically, this one is actually going to be on June 12th at 6 o'clock, and it is a little bit different. So I do a lot of these workshops, and this one is actually going to be a fashion show and a workshop. So I'll do a fashion show segment, and then I'll do a little workshop talking about all the outfits and how I styled them and how they go together. And then I'll do that three segments. And then afterwards, you can actually shop all the boutiques that are going to be located at the venue. So it's a really interesting, fun event, very different than you'll see a lot in Grand Rapids. So it's a good one.
In India, what are the stores that you can shop from, say, after workshops that are out and about? Yep.
Those stores are going to be Athleta, Naughty Betty, L.A. Miller Boutique, Iris Boutique, Marie LaMode, Covet Leisure, Lisa Lehman Designs, and About Face, which is a makeup. So it's a lot of great choices to choose from.
Yeah, one thing I tried to do with this one is you're going to see a lot with fashion trends, mm-hmm. athletic, yes. lingerie, makeup, and accessories. So it's really the whole outfit. So when I talk the styling, you can actually shop those whole looks. Because I cannot tell you, one of the most important things that I also want to say before we finish this yes. is make sure your jewelry and your accessories are treated with respect. Organize them like you would the rest of your closet.
Yes. Life is one big organization, but that makes life easy. What are your final words, India? Where will we see you in 5 years?
Wow. 5 years? I'm not quite sure. I'll be honest about that. But I'm learning a lot about styling, and I would have never thought that I would be interested in it until I got into it. And also working with Raw Magazine as well. So writing, journalism, styling. I want to basically do a little of everything. So I can't tell you where I'll be in 5 years, but I'm looking forward to finding that.
One step at a time. Let's get you under the leadership of and talents of Michelle Crick, and certainly get your degree from CMU
yes.
in 2020. Yes. Good year. Oh. Thank you, India.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck to you. All right, Michelle Crick, take us home. What's your final word when it comes to styling it your way?
Focus on your style. Trends are around, but you should only adopt a trend if it fits your style. I love to hit that home to people because not every trend is going to work for you, and you should not adopt it.
Thank you very much.
If you're interested in tickets to the event, you can look on Eventbrite. And if you are looking to find me, I'm Michelle Crick Style on Facebook, Instagram, and .com.
Thanks for you and what you do. And let's get that roving microphone back out again. How's that?
Oh, I would love that. It was so fun.
Thanks to you, Michelle Crick and India Ambrose. Take care.